Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346. M.R. Number 275, Working with Parliaments. This is God's world, and wicked men are simply permitted to be in it. This earth was deeded to Abraham and his children, and we will come into possession of it before long. We must not feel that we will receive any help from those around us, but we must be where we can help them. When you begin to work with parliaments, that sets the devil to work. And if he cannot make the work hard for us, who can? Do not let your work be known any more than necessary. Let the truth work. Our best course is not to get up an exemption. God has given light that the least said about these things the better. The devil and all his hosts are working to destroy God's law, and when you begin to work on those lines, he will stir up men to believe that we do not regard their laws nor obey their decrees. We are not to reveal all our purposes and plans to men. Satan is working in an underhanded way, and he will continue so to work. He will not work openly and above board. His power is to work upon human minds to make a start, to set a powerful movement on foot before the people's minds are prepared for it. Question: can we not get the truth before the minds of the members of Parliament in a quiet way, and by furnishing them reading? From the light that has been given me, we should fear that these men and rulers will take their position against the work, and then they will act like the devil. But every advantage should be taken to get acquainted with these men, not in a way to produce anything like prejudice. We must appear to them as trying to help others, working on the line of the Christian help work. As they see the good work we do on these lines, their prejudice will be removed in a large measure, and their hearts will be open for more. Then we should not present the Sabbath, but let us present Christ. What if they should begin to oppose you and say, "Oh, that's a Seventh-day Adventist"? Lift Christ up higher and still higher. It means a great deal to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The world is not to be condemned until after they have the light. We must tell them the simple story of conversion. The people are to be pitied, and we want to soften them so that the Spirit of the Lord can mold them. They have been receiving false ideas. If we come close to them and show them the love of Christ, we can do much more for them. Question: would it not be as well for us to present principles rather than dwell upon what the governments will do? We have nothing to do with the government's actions. It is our duty to obey God, and when they arrest you, take no thought what you shall do. What you are to do is to follow Christ step by step. We need not commence weeks beforehand to examine the question and plan out what we will do when they do so and so, neither what we are to say. Study the truth, and the Spirit of the Lord will bring to your remembrance what you shall say. The light given me is that in our meetings the speakers should keep a reserve force, so that when the enemy begins to work, we need not resort to strange fire, become combative, and kind of throw the sword. We may thus betray the cause just at the very point where victory is ours. If we should let loose of Jesus and take up our own spirit, it may take months or perhaps years to counteract that one wrong move. Unless many of us are converted and become as little children, we shall never see the kingdom of God. These are just the lessons we need to bring into our schools. They do not need science so much as these principles. In cases where we are brought before the courts, we are to give up our rights unless it brings us in collision with God. It is not our rights we are pleading for, but God's right to our service. Instead of resisting the penalties imposed unjustly upon us, it would be better to take heed to the Savior's words: "When they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." 22a, 1895, pages 4 to 6. Words of Caution Regarding Sunday Labor, the Colored People, and the Way to Oppose Error. Interview, November 20th, 1895. Released August 10th, 1971.